Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy. Good morning. What's today? Today is June 20th, 2022. It is Monday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Tutty Learns About Witches. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "Openness may not completely disarm prejudice, but it's a good place to start," by Jason Collins. So, announcement. We have a tea announcement. We have a new tea out. It is called Dark Fae. So, this is the tea that was supposed to come out last year. It was a part of, like, remember back when we would do, like, seasonal lines? We're not doing that anymore because I want to keep, like, teas people really like in stock. So, instead, we do, like, one seasonally release, you know? So Dark Fae was supposed to be a part of the summer line last year. And then when I went to order the stuff, I had packaging, like we had the packaging and da-da-da-da. It was out of stock. So. As you can see, it's back. So we finally have Dark Fae after a whole year. So why I was really excited about Dark Fae is because it's our first mate. Our first mate tea. I call it like playfully mate. It's a fascinating tea and it's called Dark Fae because it has like that playfulness of summer with like some orange and mango pieces and lemongrass. So it has like this brightness to it. And when I think of like the fae, I think of like florals or just this like brightness. So it has this brightness to it, yet it's dark because it's mate, which is a darker tea. It has cardamom and cinnamon. So it's almost like this perfect blend of dark and light. So I thought Dark Fae was like the perfect name for it. So let's dig into what this tea is about. And it is available today. I think we only have 40. We only have like 40 until next season. So if you want to jump on it, you got to jump on it. Love Witch. Which was supposed to have another restock this summer. Unfortunately, the freeze-dried strawberries, because this is a tea I blend, like, this is a tea blend that is, like, exclusive to us. Like, this is not, like, this is, a, like, the Love Witch is literally one that, like, I, with my hands, that I, with my hands, blend. So, sometimes when it's like that, I have to, if one ingredient's like out of stock or not in supply, it makes it more difficult. But I will keep an eye out for the freeze-dried strawberries. And once they come back, I will make a new batch and then I will let you know. I won't wait till fall. I promise. The second I can get those strawberries, I will. Okay. Dark Fae. Let's So, yeah. After drinking a cup of this trickster mate blend, you'll feel ready to join the Fae army and take on your day. Traditional yerba mate elegantly balances the spirit of chai spices with the essence of tropical fruit undertones, culminating in a graceful mosaic of flavors. Not for the faint of heart, this is one herbal blend that will give you the Fae energy you need to get through the toughest of days. I just really like the Fae element here. I remember when I was learning about the Fae as like a little witchling, I learned about how you have to be careful with the Fae because they can be helpful, but you can't cross them. So I like the idea of like this is a tea that will help you. It will get you through, but it is not to be tested. It's not to be tested. It has high caffeine. So let's talk about what's in it, okay? It has yerba mate tea, green rooibos, cinnamon, ginger, cardamom, orange, lemongrass, anise seed, mango pieces, and then there's some flavorings like cinnamon and almond, and it has pineapple pieces. So it has mango pieces, pineapple pieces, orange, and lemongrass, and then spices. It has cinnamon, ginger, cardamom. Okay, and then tea-wise, we're working with yerba mate and green rooibos. So, one of my favorite celebrity chefs, Gabby from Bon Appetit, but she's no longer on Bon Appetit. She has gone out on her own. She made a really great YouTube video about how to drink yerba mate tea. So I will post a link in the Facebook group to Gabby's tea tutorial video. I thought it was really cool. And you can tell it was like post Bon Appetit in the middle of the pandemic because she's in her own personal kitchen using her cell phone to record. But it's super cute. I'll post it so you can learn a little bit more about yerba mate from someone who grew up with it, whose culture it's from, and you can learn straight from Gabby. So I'll post that. But you and I, let's talk a little bit about it, right? This comes to us from Teraguay.com. So where does yerba mate come from? The benefits of yerba mate were discovered 3,000 years BC, but its growing popularity strengthened throughout history thanks to countless health benefits and its cultural significance. Mate is a very popular beverage in Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay, and even some regions of Brazil. Beyond that, yerba mate is considered a cultural heritage in these countries because it's prepared and shared in a very special way, which is really why I wanted to share Gabby's video because she is from the culture for which this is important, and having her explain it and prepare it, I think is super cool and special. Thanks to its countless health benefits, it has crossed borders to other continents and is now being recognized as one of the best drinks in the world. But in order to understand its growing significance, transcendence, first we have to understand the history and origin of yerba mate. So, according to the book Caipora, The Spirit of Yerba Mate, published by Las Marias, the discovery of yerba mate can be attributed to the Kangang ethnic group, who ate the raw leaves about 3,000 years BC. However, it was the Guarani, which were the native people in some South American countries, who really worked to exploit the benefits of yerba mate and who perfected the technique and process by placing the leaves in a gourd with water and sipping the liquid through straws. Yes, there are straws. I just remembered there are straws. I watched Gabby's video like 2 years ago. I'm a big fan of Gabby. So you guys know this. I hobby cook, which I don't even know if that's a term. But I've created a term. I think it means that I'm not as practiced as like a learned chef, but I put a lot into it more than your, just basic nightly cooking. So I hobby cook, and so I'm really big fans of the Bon Appetit crew who are no longer with Bon Appetit. So we have so sorry, coughing, Soyla. Soyla has teamed up with Babish. If you like Babish, you've seen Soyla. Soyla, Gabby, Carla. Yeah, super cool. Carla, who else am I missing? There's someone else who like really blew up, who I can't think of right now. Claire, she has her own dessert brands. So I've been watching these really cool women just like share like their culture and like their love of cooking with the world in a way in which they have the power to do so. They're getting paid appropriately to do so. And we want to, in my opinion, support that success. So, besides appreciating the health benefits of yerba mate, they also worshipped it as a sacred gift from the gods and gave yerba mate a special and spiritual meaning. They idolized it and believed that by drinking yerba mate, they were drinking the power of the jungle. This sacred and special meaning was the reason it later became a currency of exchange with other pre-Hispanic groups like the Incas, who eventually adopted yerba mate into their own culture. So, yeah, I often talk about how there are some foods I believe are food of the gods. And yeah, I think this is one of them. All right, so moving into some headlines. Oh, so yeah, if you want to if you want to check out our yerba mate, which is a wonderful balance of chai flavors with like the darkness and richness of the yerba mate balanced with the brightness of summer with the tropical fruits. Sipaspell.com. I only have like 40 available. I do it in small batches, you know. One because I can't have that much tea in my house. And yeah. So there we go. Sipaspell.com. Check it out. I'll link Gabby's video where she explains to you how she makes it within her family. And yeah. All right, headlines. Moving into headlines. And this is so fun. This is from the UnitedBusinessJournal.com. Gay Twilight is the title of a new vampire Netflix show. And this was written by Shruti Kadwal. So if you haven't noticed, there's a new Netflix series. I thought it was a movie. I always get them mixed up. First Kill. It is about lesbian vampires. So we're going to read this, and I'm going to talk to you about how I need all of you to put in a lot of manifestation thoughts for me. And all of you, because I really want somebody to turn La Petite Mort, which is like a bisexual lesbian story, into a series or a movie. And I feel like it can. I feel like it's the perfect length for a movie or miniseries. I'm not even reading this article. Screw it. Listen. I think it's the perfect length for a miniseries or a movie. It's set in New Orleans, which is hot right now. It's about like gay vampires, which is hot right now. And I just think they should turn it into a movie because that'd be so cool. So if you want to send your thoughts to us on that, that'd be super cool. Olivie has no idea that I am in my mind ready for this. Anyways, let's talk about the one that actually got turned into a series. First Kill. So before its release next month, it's currently available. A new Netflix series following a forbidden lesbian love tale between a vampire and a monster hunter has been called The Gay Twilight. Juliet, played by Sarah Catherine Hook, comes from a long line of respected vampires and falls for a vampire hunter, Calliope. Oh, it depends on where you're from. It's either Calliope or Calliope, depending on which region of Louisiana you're in. I'm gonna guess it's Calliope. But if you say Calliope here, people get kind of upset. So it's probably Calliope. I haven't watched it, but I highly doubt they would name a character Calliope. Well, I mean, they might. I don't know. You guys let me know. Actually, I'm probably gonna watch this soon. Sorry if I'm a little jazzed up. I had coffee this morning, and coffee just jazzes me up. Okay. So, yes, Juliet, cute, comes from a long line of respected vampires. And for the sake of this article, I'm going to say it incorrectly and say Calliope, played by Imani Lewis in the First Kill, which will be released on June 10th. Gay Twilight fans, First Kill is for us, one Twilight user wrote in response to a recent promo for the series, which showed Hook and Lewis kissing in bed. Womp womp. Imagine if we had First Kill instead of Twilight back then, my gay little heart would have exploded. Another tweeted. The series follows socially awkward introvert Juliet at her high school as she grapples with the knowledge that she is a vampire. Oh, okay. Can I just say, I like this twist on it, and that we have the vampire as like the socially awkward introvert in high school. 'Cause I'm getting really sick of like these 200-year-old men like being like, oh look, this 16-year-old junior, my heart. You know what I mean? 'Cause like in reality, none of us were cute back then. You know what I mean? And like none of us were fully developed people who had thoughts that I think people could fall in love with in a real way. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just grossing me out that 200-year-old dudes are like scamming on children. So it's I like that at least she's the vampire and not like she's gonna get you, you know? She's having trouble controlling her urges, and it's becoming more difficult for her to hide her superhuman behavior at school. This is kind of reminding me of Ginger Snaps. Did anyone watch Ginger Snaps? It was about this girl in high school who like turns into a werewolf. It's giving me a lot of that vibe. Only there was no love story here because she was going to kill you. It wasn't cute. You know, it was about her killing you. It wasn't dreamy. Meanwhile, Calliope, Calliope, the dreamy new student, has a secret of her own. Her parents believe she's now ready to kill her first vampire because she was born into a family of monster hunters. Oh my gosh. Okay, there's another book. Okay, spoiler. We have, okay, for the record, this just came out. Okay, we have a book coming out at the end of the year through Witchway Publishing slash our fiction branch, Spellbook Publishing, from a debut author that is kind of similar to this. Whoops. We didn't know. We didn't know. This book was written at the beginning of this year. So we didn't do this. Please know in your hearts when this book comes out, I need you to know we did not plan this. The couple can be seen kissing in bed, running across town, and discussing their obligations with their family in a trailer for the series. So super cool. Check it out. First Kill on Netflix. Please send good thoughts that Le Petit Mort someone will want to turn into a movie because I think it's a good movie. All right, witches. I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent. It's going to be a long episode, so I'll talk to you later.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Monday, June 20th. The waning gibbous moon continues to flow through Pisces today. Here, the moon conjoins Neptune. We have been set adrift in our emotions today, feeling everything and nothing all at once. This can either be disconcerting or peaceful. It's up to you how you deal with this energy. If you fight it, it will find a way to overwhelm you, and you may feel as if you're drowning in the immenseness of it all. If you welcome it, move with it, you will become a part of the flow, and you are likely to feel more connected than you have in a while. Your daily moon mantra is, creativity requires the courage to let go of certainties. This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Looking for a way to share your craft with the witchling in your life? Tutty Learns About Witches by Tanya Brown helps introduce children to the magical people all around us. When Tutty visits her dear Aunt Alice, she discovers that she's a witch and gets a special glimpse behind the veil. Enjoy the book for free on TuttyTheSeries.com for download, or purchase your own copy online at your local shop or wherever books are sold.
All right, so we have a witch win from listener Andrea, love Andrea, posted on June 3rd. Witch win, maybe? Yes, talking about reciprocity again. I approach my gardening. Oh, she posted the cutest emoji. I approach my gardening and lawn care with the mindset that I share the space with all these wild beings. So we do not cut the grass at the base of the established trees so that it can grow seed and flowers that feed our wild neighbors. Mama came out this morning and locked eyes with me. Oh, she posted a photo. It's a deer. Then sent her little one up to stay by my house, and he nestled right into this big overgrown bit at the base of an old walnut tree. She disappeared into the woods with a buck. It's been 6 hours. Quite the date night they have. No need to worry. It's super common for wild mothers to leave their young for long periods of time. Just unusual. She clearly saw me right there. A fawn ran right towards me, and Mama was like, okay, thanks. See you later. This is so cute. And she posted pictures of the fawn and the baby and the mama, and super cute. I think that when you curate a space that feels safe, you get cool things like this. So congratulations. Super, super cute. All right, witches. Sorry we mostly talked about vampires. You know how I get about that. We are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I do want to give a shout out to listener Sherry. Sherry, you sweet, brilliant garden nymph. I also want to give a shout out to Dawn Howard. Dawn, you sophisticated, starry-eyed butterfly. And then finally, Brianna Nibs. Brianna, you esoteric, opulent sun goddess. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate you. We do have a card pull before we leave because I'm not going to let you down. Our card today is the candle from the Witch Daily Oracle deck, which is our deck. You can download it for free on our website, witchdailyshow.com, or you can buy one of the last few printed decks there as well. Candle is about spell work, magic, and intention. Timing, it's time. Now. Right now. Do it right now. Yes or no, it's a yes. Contributed by myself. Double, double, toil and trouble. Now may be the time to pull out the tools in your witch's cabinet. This situation may require a little extra intention, spell work, or magic. Sometimes things in life need a little push, and when this card comes up, it's permission to use your magic to move things along. All readings, use spell work to help the situation. All right, witches. We have a note from our podcast producer, Lefty. Lefty says, don't forget, this weekend, June 26th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, we have the live show for all of our Patreon witch fam. So it doesn't matter which level you're at. If you are on the platform with us, we'll have a live show. I typically like to chat afterwards. You know me, I'm chatty. So if you want to come on, watch me live record and then talk. Come on over. It's on our Patreon, which you can get the link on our witchpod.com. And that's it. That's all I've got for you today. So don't forget, any books, decks, headlines, sources, anything we've referenced today can be found in the podcast episode description or witchpod.com. And we will talk again tomorrow.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.